Today on Maine Calling, our annual Made in Maine gift guide. If you love holiday craft fairs, you know that these upcoming November weekends are a bonanza, a cornucopia of bazaars, makers markets, craft shows, and open studios all over the state. However, if you can't hit all of them, and who can, or if you prefer to shop from your kitchen table, you can still find wonderful Maine-made gifts on the web. Whatever your shopping style, we've got you covered today on the annual Maine Calling Made in Maine Gift Guide. I'm Jennifer Rooks. Today on the show, we will hear from craftspeople, shop owners, and experience providers from across Maine with unique and wonderful products. Grab a pencil for some great ideas. Maine Calling is just ahead.
Maine Calling On Demand is made possible by Maine Farmland Trust, working with farmers to grow the future of farming and food in Maine. Learn more at mainefarmlandtrust.org/learn. And by Maine Seacoast Mission, supporting Maine island communities through education, health, and community engagement. Learn more at seacoastmission.org.
I'm Jennifer Rooks, and this is Maine Calling. Today, we get into the giving spirit. It is time for our annual Made in Maine gift guide. We're highlighting some great products and services made right here in Maine. Joining me for the hour, Whitney Gill, who is Executive Director of the Maine Crafts Association, and Catherine McLetchy, who is owner of Good Supply, the Good Supply, an arts venue in Midcoast Maine that sells items made by Maine artists. We invite you to join the conversation. Do you have a favorite local shop or Maine artist? Suggestions for activities or experiences that make good gifts? You can send an email to talk@mainepublic.org, post a comment on Facebook or Instagram, or give us a call at 1-800-399-3566. And I'll start the program by saying that we are well aware we probably won't get every single suggestion made on the air today, but anything that comes in by email or on Facebook will end up on the Maine Calling Made in Maine list, which our colleagues compile for us, and we try to get out as quickly as possible, which is usually a couple weeks. So anyway, welcome to both of you very much. Catherine, I'll start with you. At your store, what is popular this time of year? Is there a shift from regular seasonal buying to holiday buying?
There certainly is. I think everybody looks toward cold weather and cozy times. So we're seeing a lot of bowerbird scarves selling, as well as Heritage Seaweed Cup of Sea seaweed teas.
All right. And are you already busy? Are people already thinking about the holidays?
Oh my goodness, yes. You would be surprised, but beginning mid-October, people order Christmas cards online. We work with Saturn Press that was on Swan's Island for 40 years, and they have such a wonderful reputation. People look for them early. They know they sell out.
All right. I know, Whitney, that Maine Crafts Association has that fabulous store that's in Gardner, where, you know, the two highways come together and there's a stop for travelers. What are you seeing? What's happening in that store right now?
Yeah, so we have so many people come through West Gardner. We're in the West Gardner Service Plaza, and ornaments are a big thing for us, so much that we've started doing an annual showcase of ornaments. We usually have 20 to 30 of our members. We also have Bowerbird in our store. She made some special ornaments for us this year. We also have some gorgeous hand-folded origami paper ornaments that open up into little boxes. So they're actually little gifts that hang right on your tree by Anna Lowe. We love this call that our members... they make kind of traditional things, their line of work that we sell in the store year round that people love. And this time of year, they just make something special just for the showcase that we love to share.
All right. Well, let me ask you, Whitney, for the kind of craftspeople who you work with, and I know these are fine craftspeople, how important is this season to them and to their livelihood?
This is a big deal. It's the last push for, well, in Maine, you know, it gets very quiet after Christmas. It's the hunkering down, hibernation time. So this is the last push of retail sales and income for artists before they kind of shift into a quiet making season, getting ready for the next summer. This is a critical time.
Catherine, the same.
That's the thing. It's a wonderful time to support artists because if they feel truly bolstered through the winter, then they can unleash that creativity that keeps us coming back. You know, a great winter will lead into a healthy summer season the following year.
All right. Well, we are going to, before we go to calls and emails, which are already coming in, we are going to ask you for some recommendations. I'm not going to use the word favorites because I know that, you know, it's like naming your favorite child. You're not going to do that. But maybe some unique ideas. And I'll start with you, Whitney. What
Sure.
idea are you going to share with us to kick off the show?
Sure. So, something that's been gaining in popularity is handmade brooms. I think not only are they're beautiful, they're a great decoration for your home, but they're sturdy. They're made with sustainable materials. We have two members from Wiscasset and Yarmouth. One is Village Handcraft. They have a beautiful storefront right in Yarmouth, wait, in Wiscasset, excuse me, and Redmond Filbert, who does holiday markets. Not only do they make these brooms and sell them, they also do workshops. So they're a great gift idea either way.
I love that. This is the first year we've done the Maine Calling Made in Maine gift guide, I think for 13 years now, and nobody's ever recommended brooms before. What do you think it is about 2024 and brooms, Whitney? I'm going to ask you to be philosophical here.
Maybe that's a bit metaphorical, but they're a beautiful decoration. I'm holding one right now. These brooms are made from broom corn, which is just grown all over the place. This is a sustainable material that's cheap, it's affordable, and it can just be bundled in so many beautiful different ways. I have three in my kitchen. They're utilitarian, they're colorful. You can choose your own colors, and they're going to last you a long time. They're not hard on the environment to make and to use.
All right, your turn, Catherine. Tell us about a gift you want to highlight.
Well, just like the Maine artisan community, it couldn't be more relevant to mention Eric McIntyre of Village Handcraft's friend Hillary, who does the cultivated thread. She makes stunning hand-woven kitchen towels, and they're great in the kitchen, they're great in the bathroom. You can visit her holiday market, and see her work at the Good Supply. We are going to be open for Small Business Saturday weekend and Saturdays in December. But these are the kind of things that you want to feel, and you can really be strategic with gifts. You know, if you give something useful like that, you can encourage your friends and loved ones to think about you often when they're doing, you know, sort of the daily tasks. And it really brightens the spirit to kind of have something beautiful to hold, behold, and remember.
Here we're just a few minutes into the program, and both of you have mentioned things for the kitchen. Catherine, is that because winter is coming and this is where people are in the winter?
Yep, you got to keep those stoves going to stay warm.
Okay, so one more from each of you before we go to our callers. Whitney, your turn.
Sure. I also have been thinking a lot about, or in general, thinking about recycled and sustainable materials. Sometimes you can make those yourself as great gifts, or sometimes you can find really creative things that artists have done with them. One person I wanted to mention is the artist Jamie Wing. He's a printmaker, and he's been making these gorgeous recycled papers. So not only is he printing, he's also making the paper. And he uses old mail. He's worked for us, and he's taken like old paper from the store, and he blends this up, and he makes this beautiful, just beautiful sheets of paper. You can do whatever you'd like with, or you can buy his artwork printed directly on it. We also have Erica Schluter. She was in our previous exhibit, and she often works with recycled materials, and she did a full show just on recycled paper and plastics from her household that she's turned into these gorgeous jewelry pieces, and we still have those available at the store.
Wonderful. Catherine, your turn.
Well, I want to encourage people to give the gift of art. You know, there's nothing like receiving a gift that shows somebody knows you or somebody remembers a good time shared. You know, you're out with a friend, they like something, sneak back later and get that item. One in particular is I love the artist Elizabeth Martone, my co-curator at the Good Supply in Pemaquid, is a mosaic glass artist, and she has taken buoy segments that have washed up on the beaches and applied mosaic mirrored glass to them just to be beautiful ornaments. But because they're mirrored, they match any environment and reflect light. So it's one of those things where, again, you're in your home some time of the year, and the light from a window catches a facet of this glass ornament, and it's a moment of grounding. It's like, the gift of connection to the moment, again, back to that person, being sentimental. So art, if you think of someone when you see a piece of art, trust your inspiration and your instinct.
Wonderful advice. We're going to go to Samantha, who's calling from Bath. Hi, Samantha, go ahead.
Hello, how are you? Thanks for
Wonderful.
having me. So I am the sole owner and operator of Treehouse Imaging here in Bath, Maine, where I transcribe old videos and slides, prints, negatives, documents, whatever you might have to be digitized. And once they are digitized, home movies can be a lot of fun. We probably all have some tape somewhere in a box. We can have a family movie night on Christmas when everybody's together. But the other thing I really like is once everything is digitized, we can go ahead and make a book out of it, or we can create our own movie with bits and pieces of things from over the years. So that is my business, and I'm busy all year round, but Christmas seems to be one of those great times to kind of get that bucket of stuff out of the closet and bring it to me, and let's see what we can make out of it.
Samantha, it's a wonderful and personal gift idea. I have to ask you, we're having this conversation on November 8th, and it sounds like you're a small business. If somebody came to you this week or next week, do you have time to have that ready for
Absolutely.
Christmas? You do. So how long, what's the
Absolutely.
turnaround
Yes,
usually?
that's well, it depends on what you're bringing me. Prints and negatives can go a little bit faster. VHS tapes, a couple of days, depending on what you bring in. If you bring me 24 tapes, it's going to take, a little bit longer. But I am my own business and I have my own hours, so I make it work.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much for calling in. Samantha is calling from Treehouse Imaging in Bath. Let's see. We'll go to Allison from Lakin's Gorgeous Cheese in Waldorboro. Okay, I'm hungry now. Hi, Allison.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I am reminding people that you can never go wrong with food as a gift. And one of the things that we can send out nationwide from here is what we call our cheese gift box, which includes three of our award-winning cow's milk cheeses, plus locally made crackers, salami, and honey. And so it's just open up the box and have a perfect cheese board at home wherever you are in the country. And that can be ordered right through our website. And I also want to mention an event possibility. Here at the farm, we have what we call the summer house, which has a wood stove in it. And you can book a private party for up to six people in there, right next to the cows, where you get to either select a cheese graze or a fondue party. We do that year-round on Saturdays at 2:30. And those, again, can be booked right on the website, which is lakensgorgeouscheese.com.
Yum. Okay, Catherine, go.
I have to give Allison credit too, because I live in Lincoln County with her, and I know that Lakin Gorgeous Cheeses also, quietly helps feed people in hungry people in our community. So it's just a really good reminder that when you support artisans in Maine, that those economic resources really recycle in ways that align with your values. It's wonderful. Thank you, Allison, for doing what you do.
Yeah, and Allison, good luck with your holiday season. On the line with us now is Tim Christensen, who's a ceramic artist. In 2023, he won the Maine Craft Award. Tim, thanks for giving us a call and congratulations. That is a big deal.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. And it's really nice to talk to all of you, Whitney and Catherine. It's great to hear your voices.
Well, tell us a little bit about your work. Describe it to us if we haven't seen it.
Okay. I generally do black and white etching of natural subjects on porcelain. Lately, I've been firing those in a wood kiln or a salt kiln, and they're designed more as historical documents than necessarily something that is designed to carry, like, coffee or something like that. So the real point of them is the drawings that I do on the outside, and I draw a lot of birds and fish and just the natural world that we see here around Maine.
Sounds wonderful. I understand you're helping coordinate some upcoming open studio events.
Yeah, I everybody has fun out there shopping or spending time with family after Thanksgiving, and it's been kind of the domain of big box stores. And so I'm putting together an open studio event at Watershed Center for the Ceramic Arts over in Newcastle. That's at 19 Brick Kiln Road. And it's an open event for all potters who are interested to bring their work there and to show it. And hopefully people will come and see it. We're going to be opening the wood kiln and doing a bunch of public relations around that. And right now we have 8 different potters who are going to be bringing their work down and showing that.
Wow. Well, Tim, thank you so much for calling in. Tim Christensen, a ceramic artist, a fine ceramic artist. His website, timchristensenporcelain.net. And a reminder that everything that's recommended during today's program will make its way eventually onto the Maine Calling Made in Maine gift guide. Let's see. We'll go to Louisa, who's calling from Portland. Hi, Louisa. Go ahead.
Oh, hi, Jennifer. Thanks for having me. Hi, Whitney and Catherine. Yeah, I'm calling in. I work with Danny's Dayboat. I work with Togue Braun, who is known as the Scallop Queen. So we sell delicious scallops direct to consumers from our website. Our scallops are sourced direct from the Dayboat fishermen here in Maine, from Danny's. So we sell fresh and frozen scallops, scallop roll kits as well on our website, and also coming into the Christmas season, we've got varietal packs, so you can get 3 different varietals of scallops, which is really beautiful because you can taste the different terroir, like the different flavor profiles of the scallops. So it's a really perfect time because the scallop season opens from the 1st of December, so Christmas, coming into Christmas is when we'll be getting the beautiful, fresh, delicious scallops.
Well, Louisa, thank you so much for calling in and recommending Down East Dayboat. And boy, we've got a theme going here because here's an email from Alan. The Maine Maple Producers Association would like to remind Maine public members that pure Maine maple syrup makes an excellent choice for the holiday season, from Christmas stocking stuffers and gifts for those near and far to a natural sweetener in your squash, carrots, and coffee on the Thanksgiving table. Go ahead, Whitney.
Well, put a shout out to Maine Maple Products. They make the tiniest, cutest little maple syrup jars. They look like the big ones, but they're mini. They're great stocking stuffers. It's like a little syrup nip.
I like that. Okay, well, we are talking about crafts and we are talking about food and we are talking about services, but what they all have in common is that these are Maine people behind these products and they have something that would be a great holiday gift. What do you want to recommend? Our phone number is 1-800-399-3566. This is our annual Made in Maine gift guide. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Maine Calling. I'm Jennifer Rooks, and yes, this is our annual Made in Maine gift guide program. We're learning about handicrafts, foods, books, adventures, and other gift ideas. With me, Catherine McCletchie, who is owner of The Good Supply in Pemaquid, and Whitney Gill, executive director of the Maine Crafts Association. Calling in now is Tammy Knight. She's the program manager for Maine Made, which operates under Maine's Department of Economic and Community Development. Tammy, thank you for joining this conversation. Tell us how Maine Made came about and what you do.
Thanks, Jennifer, for having the show and having me on and all the other people who are here promoting Maine products. So the Maine Made program was developed about 40 years ago as a way to bring awareness to the many businesses creating quality products for home and personal use. And just think 40 years ago when the program started out, there was no internet or social media. So we did have a printed catalog for a number of years as a way to get the word out about the products being made. We've come a long way in 40 years. We've got a pretty strong web presence at mainmade.com with over 700 business listings and a very active social media presence on Facebook as mainmade and on Instagram as mainmade207.
Well, Tammy, you know, I was on the mainmade.com website this morning, and I noticed one thing I really liked is the list of events that are coming up. Oh, boy, if you like to go to craft fairs or bazaars or makerspace events, your website is the place to find them.
So that's one of the parts of our website that we're really proud of and being able to show events around the state, like from Kittery up to Fort Kent. Where Maine makers are going to be there. It's a chance for consumers to talk with the makers, get to hear their stories, get to touch the product, and just have that more personal connection to what they're buying. So it's really important for consumers to know where they can go do this. But the other part of our website that's really interesting is we make it very, very searchable. So you can search for businesses by category or by region or by city or town. We have over 20 product categories ranging from apparel and jewelry to giftware, pottery, pet products, and gourmet food, because we're all talking about food. And so there's a lot to choose from holiday shopping, and in addition to the events page. And then we have an interactive map. So if you click on the interactive map, you'll see a listing for over 60 retail locations across the state whose inventory is primarily made in Maine. So if you're looking to do some one-stop shopping, these are our certified Maine-made retailers. And then you'll also see over 300 listings for maker studios and galleries that are open to the public.
Well, I'm going to put you on the spot here. You're not expecting this question, Tammy, but I'm thinking, you know, I think a lot of people think of the kind of gifts we're talking about today as little extras, something special, something different, or even thinking of craftspeople as doing something kind of quaint. But can you sort of put into perspective how important craft is and Maine-made products are to the economy overall?
The Maine-made products and the small businesses in this state are such an important economic development tool in all these local communities. And the people that come and visit the state are always looking for something that resonates with their positive experience they had with the people they met, with the vistas they saw, and being able to purchase something made in Maine to bring home with them is such a great reminder. We see that, you know, year round with people coming to visit the state.
And before we go, we have to ask you something to recommend, a gift?
Well, you know what? I think I would look at mainmade.com for some stocking stuffers. You know, anything from lip balms by Mad Gabs to balsam sachets from Perry Home Furnishings, or even Jarva cakes, which are like personal little cakes that you can pop in somebody's stocking and they can have anytime they want.
Tammy, thank you so much for calling in. Tammy Knight is program manager for Maine Made. Whitney, we have a bit of a theme going on here. A lot of talk about food.
Well, I love food. I think one thing I appreciate about craft is it's art for your home that's utilitarian. And when you're serving food that's made in Maine, even on like a dish or a bowl or something also made here, it just has this special touch of like, look how many incredible resources and resourceful, creative people we have who live in the state. It's something to be proud of.
Joining us now is Terrell. Oh, go ahead. Terrell, hold on. Catherine, go ahead.
Well, I was going to suggest that it's not always about food. You know, nice things come in tiny boxes. There are a lot of prolific jewelry artists around the state, like Coco Corral of Loving Anvil, Anita Rolls, Metal Smith, Christine Peters. You know, people, jewelry and wearables will always be sort of up there with the ceramics for the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And I will say that I anybody who wants to buy me beautiful Maine-made earrings, that's just fine with me. Joining us now, Terrell Waldman, a glassblower and co-owner with her husband, Charlie, of Tandem Glassworks in Dresden Mills. Terrell, thanks so much for calling in.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
How did you get involved with glassblowing? And is it a hobby or a livelihood?
Both my husband and I come from artistic families, and so I actually started blowing glass at a local art college in Detroit when I was 16, and it's kind of been my passion for my entire life. So it was my first job out of college, and Charlie and I have been self-employed running Tandem Glass together for the past 18 years here in Midwest Maine.
Congratulations. So what do you do special for the holiday?
We have a lot of our followers and fans who are really happy to have us ship their gift for them. And so this year we have people who are on our mailing list are going to get a free coupon for shipping. And we're doing some minimal gift wrapping. And we've got gift cards that are going to go out with that gift that kind of tell people the story of what we do and give them a window into our process. So that's our new exciting thing that we're doing. And I have to give a shout out to my graphic designer, Michelle at Cove Design. She helps me put those greeting cards together, and they're brand new for us.
Well, Terrell, thank you so much for calling in. Terrell Waldman, co-owner of Tandem Glassworks in Dresden Mills. We're going to go to Andrew, who's calling from Phippsburg. Hi, Andrew. Go ahead.
Hey there. My name is Andrew Xenos, and actually I have work at Maincraft and The Good Supply. I make coastal-inspired jewelry in Phippsburg. But I guess the reason I'm calling is to kind of stress not only the importance of buying local and supporting artists, but the fact that a lot of artists and craftspeople also donate to charities and part of their revenue. And I guess sort of the, you know, one thing you can do besides buying local and supporting artists is to get someone who has everything, just donate to a charity. You know, don't even bother trying to go out, especially if you live in a remote area and it's difficult to shop local. You can always just donate to a charity and give that to them as a gift.
Tell them a donation's been made in their name. It's a wonderful idea. Andrew calling from Pittsburgh. Thank you so much. I'm going to go through a few emails here. Nathan writes, Richardson Guitars and Effects is currently offering a sale on our Made in Maine effects pedals and our guitars. We build guitars that are handcrafted from locally sourced materials and are built to be inspiring to hear, easy to maintain, and joyful to play. An email from Todd Guttner. I'm excited to recommend what we hope will become a new Maine classic children's book that represents the possibilities of modern day adventures in the Gulf of Maine. The Adventures of a Maine Peanut details the mostly true story of a real adventure at sea, shaken off its mooring in Cape Elizabeth's Kettle Cove during a storm on Father's Day. Peanut was lost at sea for 96 hours, later found 50 miles south floating off the coast of Ogunquit. And an email from Heidi. I'm a female business owner, one woman show with all items made from scratch in Midcoast Maine. My business, Holmes & Hudson, creates skincare concoctions from carefully curated ingredients, including solar dried Maine sea salt, foraged and homegrown botanicals, rich plant oils, and purifying clays, all items packaged in elegant glass bottles with hand-drawn illustrations of botanicals. So there we go. Three great suggestions all in a row. Catherine, are you familiar with any of these?
I'm learning new things, which is why I've always listened to this show. It's just such a joy to hear all of the suggestions. And at The Good Supply, we work with over 100 artists, and there are so many creative and talented people around the state. And this is just such a wonderful thing to pull them all together.
Whitney.
I want to give a shout out to, there's how many wonderful artists we have in the community. I want to say thank you to Tim Christensen, Terrell and Charlie, and Tammy Knight, who all take part in Maincraft Weekend with us. It's a huge community statewide event where we're promoting artists across the state and creating an interactive map. Terrell and Charlie host an artist gathering in October where they invite guest artists to come. Tim hosts another kiln opening at Watershed Center for the Ceramic Arts with artists. He's actually mentoring them. And Tammy with Maine Made promotes that event as well. So all of these artists are aware of community support and how important that is to drive the local economy and bring people to people's studios. I appreciate that mutual support and that community that we've created.
And also too, I am familiar with the folks who've been calling in. Andrew Xenos, his name is spelled with an X, X-E-N-O-S. So I appreciated what he said about the gift certificate and for people. That's such a beautiful idea.
It's a great idea.
We're going now to Ann Trenholm, who is part of the Real Maine team at the Maine Department of Agriculture, Conservation and Forestry. Thanks for calling in, Ann.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to talk about Maine farms and farm products, which Real Maine promotes, similar to Maine Made, doing that for all sorts of Maine branded items. So I'm happy to share some ideas and find ways to give everyone a sneak peek of what realmaine.com will offer for some holiday guides. We'll be posting that in a couple weeks here. And of course, you know this, Jennifer, I love promoting Maine farms and farm products year-round, and we have such a supportive community. So happy to be here and talk a little bit more about that for the holiday season.
Sure, Ann. Well, if you've been listening, you know that we've already had cheese recommended, maple syrup recommended, scallops, little tiny lava cakes. What do you want to add to that?
Well, one of my favorite things, and it kind of combines the gift certificate and the gift card idea, would be maybe a subscription or a gift card subscription to a farm stand or a farmer's market booth. You can also think about ways to buy locally that way, let the dollars kind of trickle into the economy and stay in the economy. And one of the more unique features that we see from Maine farms would be a community-supported agriculture subscription. And that's pretty wide-ranging. We maybe think about this for fruits and vegetables, but you can even find farms that offer this for flowers or other local goods. Some of them are multiple products, and they're even offering delivery nowadays. So that's a great way to keep the gift going year-round. Of course, those customized boxes and special, cheese maple, that's always a hit. I would encourage people to also look into some of the Maine Homestead Market. They're one of our members. They offer really delicious spicy dill asparagus pickles, some hot dill carrots, dilly beans, something really yummy to enjoy, whether you're bringing a hostess gift or you want to just give it as a stocking stuffer, as Tammy mentioned. If you're a fan of wild blueberries, Passamaquoddy Wild Blueberry Company has freeze-dried wild Maine blueberries, and they're a perfect healthy snack. We love that little antioxidant kick that wild blueberries give us. And if you're more into the gardening scene or kind of appreciating agriculture that way, we do have a member, Lazy Acres Farm. They focus on dried flower wreaths, bouquets, and even evergreen wreaths. There's so many farms that are offering that, so it's also a great hostess gift, but think about things like a CSA flower subscription going into the warmer months. And I think the biggest thing to do is if you want to support local and farms as well is a thank you, a gratitude note of thanks. Shop local, buy local, but let them know that you appreciate that they're there. There are food, drink, fiber products, flour, so many great things that Maine farms in our communities offer directly and collaboratively, even with other artisans. So I think that's important for people to know, and certainly tune in to our gift guide, which we will preview in a couple weeks here on realmaine.com.
Anne, thank you so much. And I love that idea, just saying thank you, taking this time of year to say thank you to your local farmer. And I'm sure we can expand that to many others that we appreciate in our community. Anne Trenholm is with Real Maine, the Maine Department of Agriculture, Conservation and Forestry. And Anne will like these recommendations. Aliana on Facebook says, I help run the flower CSA program at Broadturn Farm in Scarborough. A flower CSA is like a subscription. You join as a member and receive a fresh farm-grown flower bouquet weekly during the growing season, a waste-free gift that keeps on giving for many weeks. And then from Chloe, my husband and I own Open Heart Farm in Auburn. I'd like to recommend Maine Farm CSAs as a great gift. So thank you to both of you for calling in and making those suggestions. I just looked at the clock. We have to take another break. We will be hearing more ideas when we come back. This is the annual Made in Maine Gift Guide. Welcome back. This is Maine Calling. I'm Jennifer Rooks. Today is the day to get ideas for locally made gifts. It's our annual Made in Maine Gift Guide. Joining us for the hour, Catherine McCletchie with The Good Supply in Pemaquid and Whitney Gill with the Maine Crafts Association. Share your comments and questions by email, talk@mainepublic.org. You can post on Facebook or Instagram or give us a call at 1-800-399-3566. Yes, a list will come out. It will include everybody who sent an email or made a Facebook post, even if you didn't get on the air today. On the line now, Danielle Warner, who is a voice teacher at Sunrise County Arts Institute in Millbridge. Danielle, you have a little bit different recommendation.
Yes. Hi, Jennifer. It's great to be back with you. So you've been talking a bit about food lately, and I would like to remind listeners that music is the food of love. So SKY, the abbreviation for our institute here in Millbridge, would like to offer the gift of song for the holidays and for the new year. We can provide a gift certificate for voice lessons, and they can be taken with me here in my studio in Millbridge or online. I do a lot of my teaching online. A little bit about me and about who we serve with the voice lessons. I'm a longtime professional singer, recording artist, and I've worked in just about every type of vocal music, from classical and opera to musical theater, jazz, folk, rock, choral music. So my students reflect that kind of variety. And I will teach anybody who would like to learn to sing. In terms of experience, they can be anything from complete beginners with a wish to sing to professionals and
ask you, Danielle, about your recommendation when you're giving someone the gift card or the gift certificate and you're writing in your card. Do you have any suggestions on language? Because couldn't somebody maybe have their feelings hurt if they're getting given voice lessons? Couldn't it be misinterpreted?
Oh, gee. Well, that's an interesting question. Definitely don't say, "We think you need this, darling," child or grandchild or sister or brother.
We think you'd love this since you love to sing so much.
Exactly. And the fact is, one of the things that I love about my work with students is it's hopefully a really positive experience. I like to help them become more of who they already are, in a sense.
Wonderful. Well, that's beautiful. Thank you so much for calling in, Danielle. Danielle Werner teaches voice at Sunrise County Arts Institute. And thanks for being a good sport. We'll go to Jesse, who's calling from Westport Island. Hi, Jesse. Go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a fisherman, so I just want to thank everyone for supporting our local fisheries throughout Maine, from finfish to lobsters. But that brings me to one of my favorite brands from Maine, Rugged Seas, and Nikki and Taylor Strout. Taylor's a fisherman himself. And a great thing that they do is they take our recycled bibs and jackets and they turn them into repurposed things, waterproof bags and other items as well. And they make a great gift. I know a lot of the fishing families and friends all like to wear it, and anything from sweatshirts to shirts. And they also have 1% to the fishermen, so they give back to the working waterfront in various ways through charitable donations. I know last January we had those storms, and they're part of giving back to that. And they help support a concert I do every summer. They even collaborated with Mass Landing Brewery, which is a Maine brewery, and collaborated with a special brew in their name. And they've also collaborated with Extra Tough Boots, so they have a Rugged Seas line on them too. So a great, great couple, great family, and they support us fishermen as well.
Jesse, thanks so much for calling in and talking about Rugged Seas. Let's see here. From Susan, the Monson Gallery store hosts dozens of local artists and has a wide variety of items for sale, ranging from woodworking, stained glass, paintings, books, ceramics, metalworks, baskets. And from me, one of their contributing artists, UKV Designs, moose leather items. It is worth the drive to visit Monson's Gallery store, then stop in at Monson's General Store for some terrific Pineland Farms cheeses and meats and great lunch foods. And then an email from Jane, Edgecombe Potters, uniquely beautiful Maine-made pottery, two locations, one in Portland and one in Edgecombe, also on the web. I love their shops. In addition to their stunning pottery, they also carry art, jewelry, furniture, and many other gifts handcrafted in Maine. And don't forget your local fiber store for knitting, crochet, quilting, and so much more. Thank you, Jane. And Whitney, I'm so happy she brought up Edgecombe Potters because, as the kids would say, Edgecombe Potters is kind of OG. It's one of those stores that's been around for a very long time and done the good work of representing Maine craftspeople for more than a generation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have. I have a lot of memories just of my childhood of Edgecombe Potters too. They're one of my first introductions and falling in love with pottery. I'm actually a potter myself. It's great to have that kind of legacy in the state of Maine to look up to and to be inspired by and to keep giving and gifting. I also wanted to give a shout out to Monson. MCA hosts an artist retreat in Monson, Maine at Monson Arts. So we love that gift shop. We love Monson Pottery. Gemma Gascon owns a gallery there and an exhibition area. They also have a sauna called Rest Day Sauna that's right on the lake. And if you want a real Maine experience, go to a sauna in the winter, take a dip and go back in that beautiful sauna and warm up. It's a great place to visit and explore.
Wow, that sounds terrific, especially as we think about winter. Here we go. An email from Nikki. I'm a watercolor artist working and painting out of Bath, Maine. I self-publish a 12-month illustrated calendar. I also organize Caravan Artist Market. We have an incredible assortment of artists participating in our December events. Two separate lineups of the highest caliber for shopping small, gifting, handmade, and local art. Christina says, go to at Artists in Motion Apparel, upcycle silk screen, printed clothing made in the Western Mountains of Maine. I'm sorry, Catherine, you wanted to jump in when Nikki was talking about.
I just met Nikki of Caravan Artist Market recently, and I saw pictures of the calendar. It is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. It is. I have one of her calendars in my kitchen right now.
Back to the kitchen.
The kitchen.
A message from Reclaimed Maine Company. We have Maine outdoor inspired gifts, including home decor, apparel, stickers, cards, and more. From Amy, books have always been my favorite. My forthcoming family memoir, Just Like Glass, will be published by the Museums of the Bethel Historical Society on November 21st. Told in the several voices of the ones who lived it, Just Like Glass relates how one devastated family's devotion to each other and to a ramshackle camp on a pond in western Maine sets them on a path to healing, even as they struggle to redefine themselves as a family unit with one expected addition. Congratulations, Amy, on the book, Just Like Glass. And, you know, she mentioned that this is something that's published by the Museums of the Bethel Historical Society. And I find places like historical societies or museums also a great place to buy a gift, because whether or not it's Maine made, you're supporting a Maine institution.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Museum stores are wonderful places for gifts, and books are great gifts. Islandport Press is a Maine-based publishing company. They have adult books, but also an awesome array of children's books. We carry them at the Good Supply. And one of my favorite books right now is My Life in the Maine Woods, about the wife of a game warden. But, you know, they offer a window into another life.
That is wonderful. You're going to like this one, Whitney. Anne from Camden Hill Studio says, as a home studio-based potter, I encourage people to consider buying pottery from local potters like me. I incorporate my love of Maine in my work. My designs include pine tassels, fish, and flowers. Here's an email from Becca. I run a business called Storied. I audio interview people about their life stories to give as a gift to loved ones. A gift certificate makes a great gift for the holidays. That sounds absolutely wonderful. We're going to go to Leanne, who's calling from Georgetown. Hi, Leanne. Go ahead.
Hi there. Hi. I'm calling from Georgetown, Maine. I'm calling in to share about Georgetown pottery. We've been down here making pottery for 53 years now. It's all locally made. You can even sort of peek in the window and see us in action making it. We make a wide variety of items for the home, and one of our most popular items right now is our Tide Clock, which is a unique item that folks love. It's beautiful, and it helps you see when it's high tide or low tide.
Oh, Tide Clock. Oh, I thought you said Tide Cloth. Yeah, that's neat, a Tide Clock. I love it. Leanne, 53 years. That's really something. Congratulations on Georgetown Pottery's run.
Thank you. Yes, and we have two locations. So we have one right on Route 1 in Woolwich, which is very convenient. But we're just south of Bath, about 7 to 10 minutes south of Bath. If you drive down into Georgetown, it's really fun to combine visiting us with a trip to Reed State Park, which is gorgeous and very quiet this year in the off season. So that's a fun little afternoon or even morning trip down here.
All right. Well, thank you so much. An email here from Chad. Developed globally from Ocean Adventures and produced locally at Fork Food Lab in Portland. Chad's is crafted for flavor seekers. So he makes hot sauce. So we need to have the name here. But he says we kicked off our first product launch at the finish line of the MDI Marathon in our hometown. So hopefully in the next 2 minutes, we can find out the name of that hot sauce. An email from Mike. We are at Four River Gallery, located at 87 Market Street in Portland's Old Port, a collective of all local artists creating a large variety of handmade pieces from sculpture, jewelry, painting, ceramics, and so much more. Since customers purchase directly from the artists, we have the ability for lower prices. And the best part is we have the opportunity to create a connection directly with our customers. And you know what, I'm sorry, it is called Chad's Hot Sauce. That would make sense since Chad sent the email, Chad's Hot Sauce. But, you know, I want to go back to Mike's email and Catherine and Whitney, both of you. But Catherine, you know, your store represents all sorts of Maine craftspeople and artists. And I'm wondering if in having stores like this, and it sounds like there are quite a few throughout Maine, are you creating a community? Do the people who sell with you start to get to know each other?
Definitely. That's the most fulfilling part, really, is the community building aspect. You know, even at the start of this show, to have so many people we all know together and love, people really advocate for the arts together, and they recommend their friends. You know, if they're having a great work experience with a small business, it just, you know, you catch flies with honey.
It's true, you do.
Go ahead, Whitney.
Sure, thanks. Maine Crafts Association is a membership-based nonprofit, so we actually have over 500 members. We represent around 300 in our store. We are dedicated not only to selling the work of artists, but creating a community that leads to the sustainability of the traditions and craft in Maine. Maine has so many natural resources, has position. History in shipbuilding and woodworking. We have natural veins of clay. There's a lot of reasons why artists come to Maine, and we nurture that and want to encourage that in the future so we can keep having beautiful things to give.
An email from Andy. I think your listeners would love the 44th Annual Festival of Lights at the Elks Lodge in Rockland on Saturday, November 30th, featuring over 40 local Maine artisans and crafters. So, and that's something we haven't even talked about. So many towns have some sort of festival. And that's also a really wonderful place to feel that sense of community and also support local artisans.
It's wonderful. We have a small business in our, you know, what some might consider a summer community, Pemaquid. And I will say Small Business Saturday is the biggest event we have every year, and it feels like a hug from the community at the end of the season. So I encourage everybody to get out to their artisan markets and, visit with your neighbors, you know, meet the artists, think about your friends and family and gift giving while you're there. But really, yes, go and be with your community.
All right. Last word to you, Whitney.
Sure. I'd like to give one last shout out. A great thing about our community, too, is meeting new people and new people to Maine. We just welcomed Richard Chalmers. He's a new artist in our membership, and we have his work on exhibition for the holidays. He makes furniture and sculpture out of recycled chopping blocks. You can see that beautiful work at the Center for Maine Craft in West Gardner through the holidays.
Well, thank you both so much for joining us for the hour. The voice you just heard, Whitney Gill, the Executive Director of the Maine Crafts Association, and Catherine McLetchy, owner of The Good Supply, selling the work of Maine artists in Pemaquid. We will be compiling a list of products, ideas, and venues mentioned on today's program. It will be available in early December. If you sign up for our weekly newsletter at mainecalling.org, we will let you know when the guide comes out and provide a link to it. Today's sound engineer was Jess Miller. Our theme song was composed by Mike Jandrow. Maine Calling is produced by Jonathan Smith and Cindy Hahn. On Monday, Veterans Day, join us to hear stories and memories of the veterans in our lives. We invite veterans or friends or family members to share your stories by calling into the show or leaving us a message on the Maine Public Vox Pop app. I'm Jennifer Rooks. You've been listening to Maine Calling on Maine Public Radio.